Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. Now it's time for Quest of Hinduism. This is an interaction between you and us. And today's topic is vegetarianism.
So friends, please start calling.
And our questions. Number is 832-704-9273. Again, the number is 832-704-9273.
So vegetarianism, to be a vegetarian is multifaceted. There are many reasons to become a vegetarian. So we'll look at just a few quotes from some personalities that have opinions on this. Rabindranath Tagore says, "We manage to swallow flesh only because we do not think of the cruel and sinful thing that we do." M.K. Gandhi says, "The greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated." Bhagwan Buddha says, "To become vegetarian is to step into the stream which leads to nirvana." Gandhi further continues and says, "It is very significant that some of the most thoughtful and cultured men are partisans of a pure vegetable diet." So those are some personalities that have opinions on vegetarianism. So if you look at, you know, people always ask me, where in the Shastra does it say you have to be vegetarian? So we look at some references to vegetarianism. In Manushmriti 5.51, it says, "He who permits the slaughter of an animal, cuts it up, kills it, buys it, sells it, cooks it, serves it, eats it, is to be considered as the slayer of that animal." The Manushmriti 5.38 says, "As many hairs as the slain beast has, so often indeed will he who killed it, or served it, or ate it, etc., will suffer a violent death in future births." Rigved 10.87.16 says, "One who partakes of flesh of another animal and cows, O king, if such a fiend does not desist by other means, you should not hesitate to cut his head off to save lives." Yajurved 12.32 says, "You must not use your God-given body for killing God's creatures, animal or whatever." Shandilya Upanishad says, "Ahimsa is not causing pain to any living being at any time through the actions of one's mind, speech, or body." Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, "One is dearest to God who has no enemies among the living beings, one who is non-violent to all creatures." So there we have some references from the scriptures on becoming a vegetarian.
Well, Deepakba, I did not know this. And what I was told that there is no mention about vegetarianism in any of our scriptures.
And that's just a small reference. The scriptures are full of references on why to be vegetarian. You know, one of the problems that a lot of us have illustrated is that our language and our scriptures, Sanskrit language and scriptures, have been misinterpreted further back by the invaders. They have corrupted Hindus and have changed the meanings of Sanskrit. You know, there is no such thing as permissible animal sacrifice in Sanatan Dharma. It just does not exist. But the newer interpretations, by newer I mean the last 150 years or so, have references to this sacrifice, this animal sacrifice, that animal sacrifice, and say that you whisper in the ear that next year, next lifetime, you will sacrifice me. Which is rubbish. That is never permitted.
But by definition, ahimsa is... What is ahimsa's definition? It's by non-injury to anybody, any living being, by mind, action, and
thought, deed. Right? Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And in this day and age, if you think about it, you know, the Upanishad, and I forget the exact reference, but the Upanishad say that you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. Nobody, no living creature wants to die. And yeah. So when a creature knows it's going to die, the stress hormones are released into its tissues, whether it's blood, muscles, and so forth. And those stress hormones then will have a negative effect, not just on the body of the one that consumes it, but on the mind as well. And so the mind becomes more cruel, more mm-hmm. mean, more obstinate.
Right, but more physical level. You are being a doctor, you probably have much better understanding than we do. Is human body, human physiology, is suitable to digest the meat products or anything like
no.
that?
No. You know, and even though there is debate on this, that the modern scientists say that humans mm-hmm. are omnivores and they sit at the top of the food chain, which is rubbish. Mm-hmm. Because by design, by biology, by mm-hmm. physiology, we are not designed to be omnivores. We're designed to be herbivores, which is plant eaters only.
Right.
You know, one other shocking thing is a lot of people eat mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Mushrooms do not belong in the plant kingdom.
Correct.
They show characteristics that are animal as well. So they have their mm-hmm. own kingdom called kingdom fungi. And so mm-hmm. a fungus is not permissible.
Right.
Yeah, not
my daughter brought to me that point. She doesn't eat mushroom, younger daughter. I said, why you don't eat mushroom? It's not vegetarian. Okay. It's not being...
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, health, from a health point of view, simply from just a health point of view, to be vegetarian mm-hmm. will make you healthy. You know, mm-hmm. the most famous example of that is the past president, Bill Clinton, who absolutely became vegan, not just vegetarian,
right.
but he stopped dairy products mm-hmm. because he was told by his cardiologist that, you know, he would need another procedure. Or he would have to do a complete lifestyle change. And he elected to do a complete lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
And within a year to two, he was given, you know, a clean bill of health. No further surgery was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have some famous examples of that as well. But to have optimum health physically,
yeah.
one should be a vegetarian. But then, again, the Upanishad says you are what you eat. So to have any sort of spiritual advancement at all, you are what you eat.
Right.
And so you're not going to be able to sink into the subtle depths of your self unless you are free
mm-hmm.
of thoughts and actions which are pious, which are non-violent.
Mm-hmm. So if we think from at the shell level, when you cut the vegetable, you're still hurting that, right?
Correct. And you know, and that argument
mm-hmm.
comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And the scriptures have some arguments for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have different classifications.
Mm-hmm.
So humans are classified as human because we have the ability to think
mm-hmm.
and to separate that which is real from that which is not. So
right.
we have the ability ultimately to pursue that which is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What separates us from animals is just that. So when
another thing is, when you say life in plants to life in animals, see, one is a plant kingdom, other one
yes.
is a, and the fruits and vegetables are not just a plant life itself. These are small kind of seeds in which, you know, the plant can have a root.
Mm-hmm.
It has a life, but the only thing is the kind of the plants are so generous to give away
right.
all this for the betterment rather than destruction. So that
yeah,
is
so
one thing that you respect them.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is that everything that is life, it doesn't mean that you have to analyze it in that point
mm-hmm.
of view as to the living cell.
Right.
You don't go
mm-hmm.
to that root cause, but then, you know, like humans, no matter what, we have so many organisms in our body. As we speak, right from your mouth to the
mm.
thing, everywhere
mm.
you have organisms that you have to. But how can you say, I'm having organism body that I cannot live? No.
Okay, so right, you're right. So it's also the amount of pain you're going to cause is probably less to the vegetable
exactly.
than the animals.
See, Asian, you talked about
yeah.
many people.
And you can experiment this on your own self. Like say you poke yourself in your palm versus you poke in yourself on the tongue.
The
pain
is
different.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you know, your mind has got more to do with anything else rather than the physical body itself. What you think and believe and you feel, you know, it is not necessarily just Hinduism, Jainism, Buddhism. All these practice vegetarianism. The Islam also has on certain days of them, they don't eat anything at all or they don't eat meat on certain days of their fasting.
Christianity too, like in
Christianity
Passover,
has
Easter,
exactly
they
the same
give up
thing.
Meat. Lent,
then they have the
Seventh
Day Adventist.
Yes. And one very famous Greek philosopher, Pythagoras, is a vegetarian. and he went to Mount Carmel, and they say there was a vegetarian community, and his followers were also were metamorphosed, an impassioned argument that they say that it is harmonious to species that we have human tendencies. Vegetarianism is a crucial distinction in this metamorphosis, and believe that human life and animal life are so entwined that to kill an animal virtually or killing a human being.
Correct.
So that kind of a thing that we have. And also I wanted to point out that the diet that you take also makes up your mind. When you have sattvic food, even in food there are three divisions: sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. When you talked about mushrooms, it is a fungi. Actually, in the animal kingdom, you classify it as fungus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a microbiologist, so I'm sorry. So, when you definitely say it is a fungi, so the molds and all that forms even on the bread and everything, it is all nature that is there. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, your mind is what should tell you that this is something that will multiply. This is something will kind of cause some bad effects in your body. And also give you that tamasic guna. And when you say rajasic guna, you have to eat, you know, both kind of, even that is wrong, but you try to take sattvic qualities so that you become sattvic, and your mind will also consider the same.
So it has a totally different cell structure.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
It shows characteristics of animals, correct.
Animals, correct.
But you know, Taraji, you brought up an important point, which is correct. So you have the sattvic, rajasic and tamasic gunas.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to the earlier point which I made, that you cannot pursue the ultimate truth unless you have the correct bhava or the correct mindset.
Yes.
And that mindset only happens when you're non-violent to all, by thought, by deed, by action.
In fact, ironically, I brought up talking about the parrots that the deities with the, you know, how the animal kingdom is brought into Hindu culture, that, you know, you see Simha Vahini, and then you see, you know, kind of Mushika Vahana. You know, why animals are brought in? When you see a rat, we run away. That is such a tiny thing. I scream. But then, you know, Mushika Vahana is to respect the life in that, and how animal kingdom and humans are very closely connected. You don't kill that to eat. You don't kill a birds or whatever, for whatever reason. Don't make it a delicacy.
Yeah, so the idea is live harmoniously with the creation.
Nature, yes, nature and thing. And as you said, from the plants, you're not, see, of course, certain things are very nutritious. It has got a lot of iron, protein and everything, like moringa leaves and all that. You pluck it out. And then they bleed, but then they grow back.
Correct.
You know, you're not destructing the whole thing. It is not a destruction.
Right.
And also form of life, when you destroy life, it always comes back. Whether it is human or animal, that cycle of the Atma inside it is what you consider. So
right.
That is why whenever you take bhojan, you do your mantra also.
Correct.
If I have done any harm for anything to even get this food of morsel that I am going to have.
And then we eat prasadam only.
Exactly.
So after that we eat prasadam only.
Exactly.
So that goes back to shuddha ahar, shuddha vichar.
Exactly.
So we understand in the study of Dhruva Charitra. Dhruva, he started eating minimum, then vegetable, and then he started eating only the dry leaves, and then he also even gave up those, and he was just basically on air. And he survived, and then...
You know, that goes back to the point that you were making before, and it goes back to Taraji's point, both of yours, that, you know, ultimately it comes down to the siddhanta of karma. What elicits the least amount of harmful karma when you do an activity, even something as benign as eating, supposedly, so you cause the least harm to sustain yourself. And so you're right, the highest form then is to get away from eating plants as well, which rishis and yogis have done, and saints like Dhruva or personalities like Dhruva will do.
Even in the recent days, if you read the autobiography of a yogi, Paramahamsa Yogananda.
Yes.
There are some examples, some incidents that a lady, I forgot the name.
Yes, she was given the yoga vidya, right, where she was able to live without eating because she was taunted that she's fat and she's always wanting to eat.
Right, yes.
And so even so, her reason may have been incorrect. Ultimately, she was able to exist for decades on simply air. Yeah. And she was a yogini.
And there was another person, HRM, Hiramanik, he was a Parsi, and he practiced this Surya. He extracts the energy from Surya, and he just lives on water and sunlight.
Correct.
Gazing sun.
Correct.
Listeners, give us a call if you have any comments or concerns. Our number is 832-704-9273.
So these days, even in this day and age, it is possible to live without eating vegetable or even meat or anything, just water and air and sunlight.
You know, it goes back to our earlier teaching, you know, where you say certain yoga vidyas will enable you to harness the energy that is around you.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to the Panch Mahabhut.
Right.
And ultimately then, you know, you go into Akash and all these other tattvas get rolled into Akash, and so if you're able to live off just Surya, just the Kiran.
Eventually, anything that we eat transforms into energy.
Correct.
So if you can get the energy
directly
from other sources like sun and water and air, your body should be able to transform into a usable form.
Correct. Absolutely. And so, listeners, if you have opinions, questions, or comments, please call us at 832-704-9273. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, In Quest of Hinduism.
Let me ask you this. Well, not ask you, just to make a comment. Basically, there are a lot of people come from India, and they say, well, you have to eat the meat here, which is absolutely not true.
I'll go so far as to say, which is absolutely nonsense. You know, if you go back and look at the studies, you need to see there are several studies that you have to figure out who's funding the studies to try and determine the outcome. And so, you know, this nonsense of the food pyramid, there's no such thing as a food chain. It's food pyramid in a biological sense and an ecological sense. And the highest form of nutrition is at the primary level, not secondary or tertiary. So at the primary level, you have the grass eaters, you know, the biggest land mammals, elephants, rhinos. These are all herbivores. They're the strongest. And where do you think they're getting their protein from? You know, it's unreal. So if you look at what the Shastra says, they'll tell you that the highest sources of protein, calcium, nutrition, etc., comes from plants. It does not come from animals. In fact, nothing but disease and ill health will then come from non-plant sources.
Well, where I'm getting at is people don't have to be afraid to say they're vegetarian.
Correct.
Especially at work.
Correct. And, you know, I'm sure I can speak for all of us. We're all vegetarian.
Exactly.
And proud to do so. And, you know, vegetarians are the strongest land animals. You know, Albert Einstein says, nothing will benefit human health and increase chances for survival of life on Earth as much as the evolution to a vegetarian diet. So, you know, if you look at the world resources, the dwindling world resources, you're looking at deforestation, loss of water tables to try and sustain farm animals, which then feed into the food supply in the Western countries. You know, it's unreal what the changes are that are going through the planet. And as a matter of survival of humans, a vegetarian diet is paramount to the survival of this of the human species, I believe, because we're losing water fast, we're losing forests fast. You know, forests are our lungs that are hanging outside our body. People don't realize that without oxygen, what are you going to eat?
Mm-hmm.
You will not be around to eat. You know, with depletion of forests, with depletion of water sources, with depletion of resources to try and keep these farm animals in such brutality and cruelty, we ourselves have become our biggest enemies. Yeah. Humans have.
Now, let's look at a couple of things that there is some misconception in the society. Now, it's vegetarianism has one aspect is non-injury or ahimsa.
Correct.
And second one is what we eat, cell structure.
Correct.
So a lot of people eat this egg called non-life producing egg, and they consider that to be vegetarian, but at the shell level, it is still
animal. And you know, disgusting as it sounds, it's a menstrual byproduct of the chicken or the hen. Mm-hmm. So why would you eat a menstrual byproduct of a hen, whether it's fertilized, non-fertilized? That's all rubbish and nonsense.
So it only cuts one aspect, but it's artificially done not to produce life.
Correct. So it's still wrong, and it's still an animal protein after all.
There is another example that I will give you. People will argue about that Krishna was eating meat, which is not true.
Krishna has never eaten meat.
And there is no place it's mentioned that he did.
There is no place in Shastra anywhere where there are examples of meat eating by followers of Sanatan Dharma. The only people that in Shastras eat meat are the Rakshasas. And you know, once you start eating Rakshasas, they are tamasic, and their ahar and their bhojan is going to be tamasic. And of course, they're the violent ones. So ultimately, we must all wonder, you know, there's one more point I want to make. In the Srimad Bhagavat, there is a point made that someone, you know, we said earlier, one of the scriptures references was that someone, not just one that eats it, but one that sells it even in your stores or in your restaurant, or one that serves it, is also to be held as accountable, and is absolutely held as accountable in the Shastra. Srimad Bhagavat has a reference that says that a person that makes his income from such resources as selling products that are animal, even if he had nothing to do with killing the animal, he's propagating the trade, the entire family of such a person will then suffer the same fate as a person that actually killed it. And Srimad Bhagavat says this very clearly. So when people say there are no references in the scriptures, we can find plenty. So that argument then goes away.
So this non-injury or ahimsa brings us one more point. So what happens if somebody attacks you?
Okay, Buddha Bhagavan, you know, and whether you like it or not, Buddhism is part of Hinduism, part of Sanatan Dharma. Right. It evolved, it's one of the branches of Hinduism. Mm-hmm. Buddha Bhagavan says that we are to practice ahimsa at all levels. Okay. However, that is, we do not provoke anything and we do not cause harm to anything. We take absolutely only what we need. But when provoked, we have every right to defend ourselves, our family, our country, our nation. And so then we must use every means at our disposal, including taking the opposite person's life, if that is what is necessary. So Buddha Bhagavan answers that very nicely.
So we may not be offensive, but we should always protect and defend ourselves.
Always be defensive. And Krishna in the Gita says the absolute same thing, that one who thinks of forests instead of a tree. So someone who stays up at night thinking about the entire, jo vano ka sochte hai, not just one rich.
Right.
You know, he is a muni. But at the same time, Krishna says, do not hesitate to destroy those that will do harm. So there are references to where ahimsa does not equal non-action. And non-action is the highest form of silliness.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's to protect our virtues, we must be also defensive.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And you know, at the end of the day, we are either, you know, Kshatriyas or whatever we are, and we will take the fight to whoever it is that brings the fight to
exactly.
us. So ahimsa and vegetarianism does not equal, should never equal, cowardice and non-action. So listeners, call us with your questions or comments, 832-704-9273. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism.
Thank you. छाई मेघन झरी लगाई परे बूंद मंदनी मेघन चलो हिड़ो लेना वृषभान नंदनी
झूलन चलो हिड़ो लेना वृषभान
प्रेम की बात है ऊधो,
ये तो प्रेम की बात है ऊधो,
ये तो प्रेम की बात है ऊधो,
ये तो प्रेम की बात है ऊधो।
बंदगी तेरे बस की नहीं, यहाँ सर्दे के होते हैं सौदे,
यहाँ सर्दे के होते हैं सौदे,
यहाँ सर्दे के होते हैं सौदे,
यहाँ सर्दे के होते हैं सौदे।
आशिकी इतनी सस्ती नहीं है, ये तो प्रेम की बात है ऊधो। जिसकी नजरों में है श्याम प्यारे, वो तो रहते हैं जग से नियारे।
जिसकी नजरों में है श्याम प्यारे, वो तो रहते हैं जग से नियारे।
जिसकी नजरों में है श्याम प्यारे, वो तो रहते हैं जग से नियारे। जिसकी नजरों में मोहन समाए,
जिसकी नजरों में मोहन समाए,
वो नजर फिर तरसती नहीं है।
ये तो प्रेम की बात है पूछो, बंदगी तेरे बस की नहीं है।
ये तो प्रेम की बात है उधो, ये तो प्रेम की बात है उधो,
ये तो प्रेम की बात है उधो।
बंदगी तेरे बस की नहीं है,
ये तो प्रेम की बात है उधो, बंदगी तेरे बस की नहीं है।
ये तो प्रेम की बात है उधो,
ये तो प्रेम की बात है उधो,
ये तो प्रेम की बात है उधो, बंदगी तेरे बस की नहीं है। यहाँ सर्द के होते हैं सौदे, आशिकी इतनी सस्ती नहीं है। ये तो प्रेम की बात है उधो।
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org by selecting Radio tab and Listen Live button. Smartphone users can download TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. Our studio number is 832-704-9273. You can also text us your comments, suggestions on that number too. Again, that number is 832-704-9273. The other way you can give us your feedback is going to our website, www.sanatanhinducenter.org, and go to the contact us and leave us your comments.
Rakesh bhai, what is the subject next week for the Inquest of Hinduism? What are we discussing next week?
So listeners, friends, next week's topic is we're going to take the role of Guru and Gobind. We're going to have the Doha from Kabirji, Guru Gobind Dono Khade Kake Lagu Pai. So that's a famous Doha, but we're going to sit there and explore it and tease it apart. And it's not what you think. So I encourage you to listen in and call in with your comments.
And there could be many interpretations of that.
Also. Yes, and our interpretation is going to be slightly different than what's traditional. So.
And also we'll talk about August 15th, which is coming up.
Yes, the Independence Day.
Yes, Independence Day is coming up. So please do keep that in mind, listeners.
Aa संगत संतन संगत संतन की करली संगत संतन की करली संगत संतन की करली जन्म का सार्थक कछु कर ले संगत संतन की संगत संतन की करी उत्तम नर देह पाया उत्तम नर देह पाया प्राणी इसका हित कछु कर उत्तम नर देह पाया प्राणी इसका हित कछु कर सद्गुरु चरण जाग सद्गुरु चरण जात जन्म मरण दूर कर ले जन्म मरण दूर कर ले संगत संतन की करी कहाँ से आया कहाँ जावेगा कहाँ से आया कहाँ जावेगा ये कुछ मालूम करना ये कुछ मालूम करना दो दिन की जिंदगानी बंदे खुशार होकर चलना संगत संतन की करी संगत संतन की करी कौन किसी के जोरू लड़के कौन किसी के साले कौन किसी के साले कौन किसी के साले जब लग पल्लों में पैसा भाई जब लग पल्लों में पैसा भाई तब लग मीठा बोले संगत संतन की करी संगत संतन की करी कबीरा सुनो भाई साधो सुनो भाई साधो
बार-बार नहीं आना अकेला जाना आखिर अकेला जाना संगत संतन की करी संगत संतन की करी जन्म का सार्थक का छुकर ले संगत संतन की करी संगत संतन की करी संगत संतन की करी
जगदीश्वरा करुणा करा जगदीश्वरा करुणा करा
This radio show is supported by listeners like you and by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 832-361-0625 or 832-704-9273 and we'll take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to you, all artists, producers, and publishers for allowing your productions to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We'll meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. for KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 or by logging in to www.sanatanhinducenter.org or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone and search for KBreeze 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by grace of Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat and planet Earth.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
And it's time for welfare, Kalyan, Mangalam of all.
Shubha Mangala Ho, Shubha Mangala.